He's Chicago's home for sports. You're listening to Carmen and Yurko on ESPN 1000.
Broadcasting live from the Old National Bank State Street Studio. This is WMVP WSHE HD2 Chicago, a Good Karma Brands radio station.
Thanks to Jesse Rogers for joining us today. Thanks for listening and calling and participating.
The White Sox are back.
Oh, my God. Randy Merkin, job well done. Adam Abdallah, thank you.
Like cockroaches, they can't be killed.
What did you call them? La Cucaracha?
Yeah, La Cucaracha, the White Sox.
Yeah, they are.
They're the White Sox.
My God, I don't know.
One game over 500, here we go.
Yeah, 83 wins is going to get you the division.
I told them. It's not like the White Sox are doing something extraordinary.
No, I know. They've been an average baseball team for a year and a half.
Everybody else is coming back to the White Sox. Welcome to mediocrity.
Just get in.
They could go. They were to go 15. What's the math on that? 15 and 12. Can they go 15 and 12?
They better be able to go 15 and 12.
Well, it's not as easy.
They now win the division.
Yeah. That's not as easy. It's not as easy.
I don't know, Sylvie. Yeah. I mean,
I don't know.
But we're debating, can a team go 15 and 12?
Yeah.
Can a team?
Well, currently, they're only one game over 500.
I get it.
That would be three games over 500.
I don't know, Sylvie.
Hey, but they're getting healthy. Moncada's back, right?
Robert's back.
Welcome back.
Lynn looks good. Like, he's healthy for the first time all year.
The fact that they've gone on that little 5-of-6 run with the lineup they're throwing out there.
Yeah.
I mean, pretty crazy.
Who else is in Urzi back?
Who?
La Russa.
No, Tony, I don't think he'll be back.
You know they're going to go on a little bit of a run. He's going to come back.
They can't let him back.
What do they call that in Vegas where someone sits
cooler.
Down?
Cooler. He's William H. Macy.
Yeah.
They can't let him come back,
good movie.
Right?
Good movie. Oh, it's a great movie. If you like
dark.
He's the manager. What do you mean they can't let him come back?
He can't come back.
What do you mean they can't let him come back? He's the manager.
Jerry wants him back. He's coming back.
Alec Baldwin killed somebody in that movie, too.
Yeah, he did.
Jeez.
Yuck.
Here
we go.
What movie was that?
The Cooler. It's a good movie.
It was called The Cooler?
I think it's called The Cooler.
It's a great movie.
I saw it in the theater. It was great.
Yeah. But that would be, you can't. We'll cross that bridge when we get there, I guess.
Would you stop with the they can't? They can't.
No.
Come on.
You can't, right? Oh, my God.
Stop it. Will you quit? Quit with that. They can't.
Jesus.
If Tony's healthy enough to come back, Jerry will present him to the team.
Yes.
Not only will he come back, he's going to come back for the biggest Guardians series of the year.
He'll come out in a cake. They'll present him out of a cake.
I'm telling you.
And guess what? We're walking him on 1-2. I'm really back.
Put him on! We're going to leave Giolito in through the seventh with bases loaded up a run. And he's on
you
pitch 107.
They can't.
I think that's all been... This has not been choreographed. I don't mean that, but I think it's been agreed upon at this point.
Right.
Like Tony, this is the perfect time.
Take care of yourself. What leads you to believe that all of a sudden now, after almost two full years, that someone's finally going to come to their senses about this?
Because they were going to miss the playoffs?
You didn't know that at that time.
They were six games out.
You still had a bad division.
They lost 10 of 11.
That didn't mean, like, listen, you're still alive into the final day in this division.
I think losing 10 of 11 was like...
So you think they told a Hall of Fame manager to take a dive?
No, but I think when the situation presented itself,
they were like,
Tony, you got to go back to Arizona.
Tony, listen to this. I got the stethoscope on your heart. Hear that murmur?
When did you?
Trust me, it's there. I'm a doctor. There's a murmur.
When did Tony listen to anybody in that organization to begin with?
I don't know.
It's a murmur, Tony.
Listen to Jerry. Maybe they finally convinced Jerry.
Telling him?
Well, maybe they finally convinced Jerry. Like, hey, Jerry, we lost 10 of 11. We're six out.
There is absolutely zero evidence of anything that would lead you to that conclusion.
That's true, other than Bob Nightingale's tweet was not too long before that.
That said what?
If they don't get to the playoffs.
Yes, and you got to believe that. If Nightingale has that.
Yeah, they're thinking about it, or they're talking about it. He wouldn't have it otherwise. He's getting it straight from the horse's mouth, my friend.
So this was an organizational medical issue.
Again, is that what you're saying? I think it's like... It happened at a time where now they could kind of like get the clean break. Maybe that was just coincidence.
Clean break.
Maybe I don't know. Boy, will that be entertaining in a couple of weeks?
Let's get a clean one.
Now I would also caution everyone. if you think that this streak is going to continue, which it may,
what history, streak? Play
well,
five and six. Oh,
five
okay.
And
I
six.
See what you. I got you.
Like, if you think this is just going to continue throughout the course of the end of the season, there's a fantastically optimistic outlook. But there's nothing in the past 18 months that would lead you to believe that that's actually the more likely destination.
But here, all I need them to do is feel good about themselves. If they're feeling good about themselves going to the playoffs, you do not know what's possible. Positive vibes.
St. Louis once won it.
They did it with 83 victories. They won the World Series with 83
victories.
Well,
listen, they're going to throw you a couple of guys that can toss the pill, too.
Yeah, you got three guys you feel pretty good about right now.
Yeah.
You know?
What's Kopech's situation?
I don't know. That's a good question.
One night in Kopech.
But most teams don't have three guys they feel good about. You know, Atlanta probably, Houston will feel good. But not a lot of teams can, even the good teams can feel great. Even the Dodgers, like with the injuries, you know, as great as they are, ask them right now what they think about their pitchers.
You'd like to have a guy like Kopech to go like two innings for you, because you know you're going to go twice through the lineup, and then you might want to go ahead and halt a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
I don't think he scares anybody in the postseason. Ooh, once you get to the postseason, yeah. I think that the better teams.
Yeah, well, I think once you get to the Final Four, he doesn't scare anybody.
But his stuff's good enough to still beat guys.
Sure.
I guess.
He might not scare anybody. And maybe this is what he needed.
Can he harness
maybe the rest of the arm and the knee is what he needed.
Yeah. Can he harness it for five innings?
I don't know.
In a late moment.
I might need him to harness it for two and a half or
I
two
got more,
a third.
I got more faith in him than Giolito.
I agree with that.
Oh, right now.
Yeah.
I do too.
I mean, Giolito, that was a good outing for Giolito the other day.
And that was
Carm goes Cueto and Lynn right now. Sees Cueto and Lynn.
Well, Jesse was saying that, and I said, man, could Lynn continue to pitch well enough where you're like, he's missing bats now, and like he jumps over Cueto. That's what
I want to see it for a few more starts, wouldn't you?
Yeah. Cueto's wonderful because he don't care.
Yeah. And he's won a World Series.
He's just rocking and firing. Yeah. You know, doing what Cueto does.
I still want guys who can miss bats in the playoffs.
I was going to say, his margin for error seems to be thin.
It's thinner anyway.
Thinner, yeah.
That's what is, you know, a little worrisome maybe.
Carm, I'm just interested in cashing these bats for the division. We thought 2 weeks ago we were looking for ways to buy out.
I cashed mine out.
What? Like pennies on the dollar?
Yes. 10 cents on the dollar. I cashed them out. I made a bet on Cease to hopefully maybe recoup some of it. I'm thinking about... See, like Yurko said, they're just sucking you back in, though. You know, they're plus 275 right money
right now. So if you, like,
put your money back,
I might as well just keep
just when I thought
$10
I was
more
out.
Dollars.
Should I put another, you know, just do I reload it one thought, last time?
Just when I thought I was
they
out.
They pull me back in. I feel better about the Cease thing. If he can have a couple good more, you know, two more good starts with Verlander being out, he's even money right now. I got him at plus 105 Sunday morning.
It's our girl. She's going back out there. Ilya Tomljanovic.
Okay,
she's
good.
The one that beat Venus.
Yes.
Yeah. Watched a lot of tennis this weekend.
She
I bet
was a
the
good sport.
Did, right?
Amazing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. She was because she was not happy at one point with some of the cheering for the faults and stuff like
it's
that.
It's tough.
Yeah, I know. You know?
Kyrgios is on his game. He was entertaining. Nadal lost yesterday. I mean, I know it's not the most popular sport in the world, but they had a little bit of a hook this week. Long weekend.
Let me ask. Is that bad form because it's just not tennis etiquette? Like, you know, if you're the visiting team, you know, and you take a three with your foot out of bounds, and the crowd's going to let you hear it.
That's what I mean. I don't have these rules.
Is it bad form that they're cheering?
Why do they make a rule that you have to be silent when someone serves?
It's like golf.
I know, but it's stupid. Well, why can't you cheer throughout?
Prior practice.
You could cheer throughout someone shooting a free throw with a damn championship on the line.
I know.
A kicker with that.
Prior practice.
But oh no, tennis.
So, like, that's what I'm saying. Is it just
kings, right?
The sport of kings is
horse racing.
What is it? The sport of queens? What is it? Tennis?
The sport of kings is horse racing, and the sweet science is boxing.
Sweet science, that's what it is. What is tennis then?
I don't know.
The sport of what? Country clubs?
Aristocrats.
Golf and tennis.
Is it the country club?
To the courts of tennis is what you do.
Yes, to the courts of tennis.
To the courts of tennis.
Goran Ivanisevic.
It's the sport of the monarchy. I don't
remember that.
But I don't know what the rule.
Like, if you were making the sport today, like, this is what I always default to. If it was 2022 and you're creating this sport and you're naming it tennis, and then there are two people playing against each other, you say, you know what, guys? you could cheer after the point as loud as you want, but then you've got to be silent as soon as there's action.
I think it's all it is. It's tradition. It's like golf and it's like tennis. It's supposed to be like a gentleman's.
Yeah, you know what tradition in football used to be? You used to be able to hit the quarterback.
Oh, that's true.
You used to be able to hit a wide receiver. You like?
I'm not so sure that the evolution of not trying to lay out quarterbacks is the worst thing in the world.
The best thing? Are you kidding?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. We all evolve.
No, I know. I mean,
remember
there's some people
how basketball
that
was played when you always talk about the Robert Parrish stuff?
But you're evolving from being brutal to being more humane. You want to do the opposite in tennis. Well, you want to go from being humane
just
to
making
being
it cooler.
That makes it cooler.
Yeah.
What's
that?
Different sort of cooler.
I'm just wondering, like, the LIV Tour is making golf cooler. Are they not?
Not by cheering during a guy's shot.
Oh, wait a minute. The Phoenix Open, they do it. It seems pretty damn popular to me.
No.
Not during the backswing.
No. Quit.
Just because you shot an 80.
Quit.
Doesn't make you Mr. Golf here.
Quit not telling the truth.
They do cheer at the Phoenix Open.
Again, during a guy's swing, are they cheering during the swing?
They don't?
When the guy goes back to take his swing, are they cheering?
They
no, they're not cheering.
Oh, I thought
their silence is what they have. Then he swings, then they cheer.
There are moments where guys do it, but it's not like the standard thing.
I remember when the Ryder Cup was at Medina, they were cheering people to. They were telling them, both teams were saying cheer during.
Yeah.
You're like, during Bubba was on the first tee, getting the crowd up.
During the shot.
Yes.
The silence is
stupid. So, Yurko, we were there. I was standing there with you.
I wasn't there.
No. I was with you.
2012?
Yes. No. And we were like, this is awesome. Like, Bubba's got the whole crowd going. Yes.
Oh, when the shot is being taken, nobody is cheering.
Yurko, I promise you it was at the Ryder Cup.
That's the craziest thing I ever heard.
In 2012, I guarantee you're going to find people in the listening audience that remember.
At the Masters, when Tiger took the shot with his famous chip in, were people going crazy?
No, I'm just saying.
When he's taking his shot?
But I'm saying at the Ryder Cup. It happened.
Silence.
All I want to know is, like, how in bad taste was all that then? That was my only question.
I don't think it was in that. I don't think it was that bad. I've seen more egregious stuff.
When you're cheering for the opponent because Serena's so popular, you're cheering for the opponent to have a fight.
Listen, I have no problem if at the end of the day they want to go into an environment where it's all, everything's fine for everybody. You would just know that that's going to be the case going forward, so people would prepare for it. Mm. I think that the problem now is, as golfers would tell you, we've played our whole lives under these circumstances. This would take some adjustment. Whether you think
whatever. These guys got the horn out for when the guy's driving. Balls being shaked all over the place.
It wouldn't be silent when there's actual noise. Like the camera shutter pisses off golfers.
Maybe that's why they don't do it in golf, though. Can you imagine, like, at the top of your backswing, an air horn, and then you shank it and you kill somebody in the crowd?
What about on the top of a free throw?
You're not killing somebody with that.
Also, think, I mean, what they're saying is, it's like,
how are you going to kill somebody in the crowd with a missed free throw?
I'm not arguing for or against it. I'm just telling you, a good round of golf by a professional is going to be how many swings? Like
68.
I'm talking to take away your putts.
Take away the putting. So take away 15
14
putts.
Drives.
Tennis,
14 drives.
You're going to have significantly more shots than that.
Yeah.
Just would have to get used to it. I don't care. I mean, you want to scream.
How many dribbles in a basketball game?
Oh, God. 1,000.
More
per person.
How many travels in a basketball game?
Well, they travel the whole time.
You don't remember,
now
Bubba.
The Euro step
we were standing
is a travel.
Down the first tee. Bubba was on the tee. The whole crowd was
I have never been on a golf course an individual's
approaching
the ball.
Are you sure you weren't with someone? Because we were all, I was out with you guys.
Approaching the ball.
Was that Medina?
And the guy's going to take
his
swing.
That's when we saw Flip.
That there are people yelling during his swing. When he's, no, I've never
There were a lot
that.
Of Viking gear.
Yes, right.
A lot of Minnesota Viking gear.
We saw Michael, too. We saw Michael in person. Who was he with? Fred Couples and David Slav.
He was on the par three.
He had those stone wash jeans
all
on like it's 1996.
By the way,
Michael can rock the hoop earring and the stonewash jeans.
Can we talk about that too? Did you guys discuss the Scotty?
We didn't even
the Larsa thing.
We didn't bring
the Marcus.
Did you see that this weekend?
No, I have no idea.
The TMZ drama.
No,
I believe it's all. This was a staged thing to get back at Michael Larsa. To get back at Scotty. Larsa doesn't like Scotty anymore. Michael doesn't like Scotty anymore. They worked together, whether it was a date or not a date, to be taking a picture together.
Paparazzi were getting pictures of Michael's son and Lars Pippen together.
On a supposed double date.
Yeah.
And this is all stemming from Michael getting revenge on Scotty during the book tour.
So who's the second couple involved?
I don't know.
That's not sure. Question. They were on a double date.
All right, there's a double date. There's another couple.
Exactly. But Marcus was with Larsa. Right. And Larsa's been notorious with younger guys.
Sure.
With Malik Beasley.
Old is Larsa? She's a dabbler. It's okay.
How old is she?
I don't know.
How old can Marcus be? About 20?
No. He's 30? In his 30s.
He's in his 30s. Yeah. Boy, that man. I guess you're right. Michael's 60 now, right? Jeez.
But don't you think this was Michael and Larsa getting together to get Scotty back?
Boy, that's petty, but yeah. I guess in that
world they live
who's,
in.
I know.
I'm endorsing Michael. Who's one of the pettiest guys you know?
Yeah, it's true.
Michael doesn't talk to Charles Barkley anymore over an interview he did on our show.
I know. It's the world in which they live. You're right.
Wait. He made up quotes from other players throughout his career.
LeBradford Smith.
It never happened. Michael. Now he goes out and Scotty's telling everyone that Michael was this and Michael was that. Larsa doesn't like Scotty either. They worked together.
Mm. Or maybe just, because they are...
Maybe it's true love, bro.
Maybe it is. Maybe Marcus, Marcus and Larsa...
Why are you looking down at true love?
And maybe Marcus went to Michael. Oh, she's 48. Larsa's 48.
Yes.
Maybe
Pride and Joy of Niles West, by the way.
Maybe he went to Michael and said, and Michael was like, yeah, you should go. I don't know. I could see a bunch of scenarios.
Wouldn't Michael normally say, look... If they were on good terms, Marcus, million girls
maybe,
out there.
Maybe.
Don't go to Scotty's ex-girl. But now that things are like it is, you know what? Who I think you should date, Marcus? Mm. Lars is open.
Good Lord. Oh, Sylvie, I mean.
What? She's free. She's looking for revenge.
How about single? Why don't we just settle on the term single?
That's better. I mean, the first way it was...
This was staged. This was staged to get back.
So they're not really together?
I don't know if they are.
I love it.
That's like a new Berman and a new book tour about to open up.
Oh yeah, Scotty should quit. He's quit before.
Oh no, there's some addendums to the latest book.
That was a shot.
Chapter 19.
The amazing thing is we like totally love Scotty's playing career and respect the hell out of it.
Love
man,
him.
He makes it so hard.
So
hard. Like he just. He really
31
did.
Years of age for young Marcus
Jordan.
That's
not bad. All right.
Marcus James Jordan. 17 years her junior, that's I believe. Okay. Or no, 15 years her junior.
No, you're right. 17.
He's 48.
She's 48. 48.
Yep.
You're right. 17 years. They got a little May-December thing going on.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
He went to Loyola Academy in Will Mass.
Yes, he did.
Wait, is
Marcus the one who went and played at Illinois? Or is that Jeffrey?
I'm not sure.
Don't know.
I think Marcus played at Illinois.
UCF Knights.
Oh, he played for UCF. Okay, so Jeffrey played in
Illinois. Yeah. UCF Knights here.
Gotcha.
Marcus James Jordan is an American former college basketball. Oh, I didn't know that was a job.
It's not
former
a job.
Former American college basketball.
So is Jeffrey dating one of Isaiah's exes or something?
How awesome would that
be? I mean, listen, if we're going to play this game where Michael Jordan is going to get back at his
daughters, I don't know. Like, watch out.
But do you think if things were good between Michael and Scotty?
They're just friends.
Marcus would
they're
be out
friends.
With Larsa. And they just so happened to capture it. The paparazzi.
Page 6, just friends. That's what it says.
Just friends?
Just friends.
Gotta be true.
No such thing. They're not just friends.
Right?
They're not just friends.
Yeah, just
friends who like to,
In those circles, come on, you're not just
friends with benefits?
Friends with benefits.
Friends with benefits.
Oh, all right. Yeah, we're just friends.
Nothing wrong with that.
Parentheses with benefits.
We hit the
who cares if it's week one of the NFL season?
This is much better.
We got Michael getting back at Scotty.
Oh, much better.
I'm telling you.
Are you guys
excited? It's a good unhinged topic, too.
I'm not as excited, I think, as the good kid who has the beloved in the postseason.
He's got the Chiefs missing and the Bears making.
But there's only three wild card teams. Didn't you pick four?
I did pick four. 4 and 3. Did I pick four?
I thought you picked four.
I just highlighting guys. See, Khan thought it was final. I didn't take final stuff.
Yeah, I thought, if I looked at the picture correct, didn't you have four?
Oh, you got 16 playoff teams? Is that what you got?
I got 19 playoff teams.
Tommy's right. There's three wild cards.
There's three wild cards.
There's four division winners.
And three wild cards.
Look who's chuckling over there.
There should be 14.
Adam Abdallah through the glass.
No, that was Mellor.
No, he's gone.
I'll take credit for the chuckle.
Oh, that was Mellor, too?
I like the idea of, listen, I'm still in the initial planning stages. It's the first draft. There's There's 14 playoff teams.
I'm putting possibilities out.
Yurko's got 19. He'll eventually cross them
off. I've got possibilities out there.
I haven't gone final. It's multiple drafts. NFL prediction.
Which of the four wild card teams, you got to get rid of one. Which one is going?
I got a fart. Hold on.
Jeez, Yurko.
So which,
picture. Relax.
Silent but deadly, huh?
That's not the picture.
Yeah, I got it right here. I got your picture.
All right, let me see.
Yeah, you got four wild card teams. You
let me see. You can unload it to my hand.
There look, he's is. Got, two, he's, three, he's.
Four. Yeah, those are all possibilities.
What do you mean possibilities?
Carmen was telling me that I was absoluteness, and I said no.
So I'm asking you of the possibility
teams. I've got theories.
Washington, Washington, Chicago, Arizona, and the 49ers. Yeah. If you have to ditch
three of those four are going to make it.
Correct. Which one are you ditching?
Well, I'll tell you on Thursday for the preview show.
No, he won't. Yeah. He'll tell you tomorrow, when you're not expecting it.
No.
He'll send you a tweet out that says, by the way, I dropped the Arizona Cardinals from my list.
All possibilities right now.
He's saving it for Thursday.
Why? Because that's when we're doing it.
The big deal.
You did the same in the AFC, too, kid.
I know.
Of course he did.
He's got the in the hunt graphic going early. These are the teams in the hunt.
Everybody's in the hunt right now.
And the Bears are always in the hunt.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We've learned that.
Thank you. In the hunt.
Did you see the, we'll start with the Bears stadium news that came out today.
The ice cream cakes?
They're saying the same thing they've always said. That even if they get the property, it doesn't mean they'll
develop it.
I guess the one thing they said is we're committed to the lease. Because it will take.
They're not negotiating with the Park District.
At least five, 7 years.
What they're trying to explain to you is they're not negotating with the Park District.
Right. Yeah.
On anything happening with Soldier
Field. And they'll not when they're in an agreement.
And they'll do the lease. And you know what? The new stadium might be ready in 2033 then when the lease is over. And there you go.
Well, I mean, it's $8 million to buy out, though. Yeah. I mean, it's $8 million a year.
They could.
So if
we were just saying, think about how long the LA comes.
6 years.
6 years?
It takes 6 years,
when they broke ground.
Well, at least they rolled out the new sod. I mean, you get a play on the Kentucky
Moose.
The Bermuda's
there.
Boy, I hope it takes. Isn't it supposed to rain on Sunday?
When did they put that
Labor
down?
Labor Day weekend.
I mean, a couple days
ago. Isn't it supposed to rain all day Saturday?
I think they're like 4 foot rolls.
And people were arguing over grass in my timeline all morning. It was beautiful.
God.
People were arguing over Bermuda and the hardier Bermuda and how long it takes for the roots to take.
I got a 60% chance of rain on Sunday. That obviously could change, but.
All right, first of all, it's being rolled out where the roots have already taken.
The roots have taken.
And there's already depth.
But what about depth? To attach. Yeah.
No, but
they're already attached.
What you're worried about is the seams. You're worried about the seams that are created.
Are you wearing the big cleats or are you wearing the short cleats, Johnny?
I'm wearing
three quarter inch.
Well, then it doesn't come up, though.
No.
It'll come up as it grows.
The grass is growing.
No,
I get that.
It's not?
Talking about the seams. Well, the seams go to the seams. Like we've seen before.
Big divots and stuff like that.
And they resod it, and all of a sudden you see the thing flap over.
Most importantly, with Bermuda grass, will the ball roll true? If you read my line, will the ball roll true?
Always does. And grain. Remember, grain's important, too.
Oh, especially with Bermuda.
Bermuda, boy, you got to worry about
it. Well, if you're putting into the grain, you got to whack that thing.
You got to whack the hell off
it. I believe we already have a realtor on the line. This is the same guy who tweeted me. He's a realtor, and he already says the Bears have already missed.
Oh, God.
Saw the renderings?
So they attached some of the renderings.
They just put a birthday cake out there instead of like a highlighted stadium.
Lord.
They're just showing you where it's going to be.
We will give you, in case you didn't read it on Twitter, it is out some of the things that the Bears want to do with the entertainment district. We will read you what the Bears are telling people. The new president, who will that be? I've got a list. I've got a top five list. My five guys that I wouldn't mind seeing get the new Bears president's job.
And your top five picks for wild cards in the AFC and the NFC as well. We're narrowing it down to five.
They're in the hunt, Tommy!
Waddle and Sylvie are next. Hey, programming alert. Remember, tomorrow we're going to crosstalk with Hoodie. And Cap will be on at 10, and then we'll crosstalk with Waddle and Sylvie. They'll take over at noon because the Sox have one of those weird mid-afternoon games in Seattle. So programming alert for tomorrow. We'll be on at 10. We'll see you then. Waddle and Sylvie are next.
Guys, we love pizza, and we know in Chicago you got to have a great frozen pizza. And that's why this city knows that we can count on Connie's to deliver authentic pizzeria flavor right at home. The Silvermans enjoy it. You should, too. Connie's means quality because their frozen pizzas are made with only premium ingredients. And whether you have a taste for their famous cornmeal-dusted thin crust or their crispy on the outside, soft and airy inside pizzeria-style crust, Connie's Frozen has you covered with restaurant-quality pies you can cook on your own time. By the way, the Connie's Frozen Pizza truck will be out at Binney's Beverage Depot on Friday with us. Find Connie's wherever frozen pizzas are sold and bring home the best today. Connie's real pizzeria flavor is in the house.
You're listening to Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN 1000.
Chicago's home for sports.
Follow at Waddle and Sylvie and at TWaddle87 on Twitter.
Hope everyone had a wonderful holiday weekend with Labor Day. Whether you took 3 days, you took 4 days. Good to be back. Good to be focused on the upcoming football season. College football season has been going for a couple weekends now. This one was fantastic. Can't wait to talk to Big Cat about that.
Yeah, there was some good stuff, and there was some garbage too.
There's garbage. But some of the garbage was highly dramatic garbage, which makes it entertaining. The LSU game.
Yeah, I was not happy with the Boston College Eagles loss to the Rutgers Scarlet Knights. I was down about that on Saturday. The Iowa-South Dakota State game, I mean, like, that set college football back about 500 years.
We were texting about that.
My God.
the one football fan that they showed after yet another safety. Wasn't it after another safety? The guy with his arms crossed, like, his head down.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
We've been giving Danny Lynch, one of our sales guys who's, you know, an Iowa grad, I've been giving him hell for years now about their offense. I couldn't even look him in the eye today when I walked in. I just looked at him and I looked away.
They'll still finish 21st in the polls when it's all said and done.
And they'll still punt from the opponent's 35. 9 times out of 10.
Kirk Ferentz still playing football like it's 1995.
Oh,
right?
My God.
Well, you know, it's hilarious. While you boys were enjoying a Friday off, a well-earned Friday off, Jesse and I were holding on the fort. Jesse declared he's now an Iowa Hawkeye fan.
Through his daughter, right?
Yes. So Saturday was the first day he spent rooting for Iowa.
His first taste of being an Iowa Hawkeye fan.
Yeah, and he got to see it first.
How's that?
Seven points without a touchdown.
You know what they do well in Iowa? They party at Iowa. They know how to drink beer in Iowa. And after that game, whether there were two safeties and a field goal or they scored 80 touchdowns, they were drinking beer. They were drinking beer all afternoon.
Listen, why can't you do both?
Why can't you score more than
a field goal and also drink a lot of beer?
You can, but some campuses do it better than others.
Okay.
Iowa's a good party campus.
Okay.
It's a good, well-rounded school.
Does the student body wear oversized shoulder pads, too, the same way that the football team does? Like, how can you complete a pass when you're wearing, you know, offensive lineman pads?
Is Ferentz's son still the OC there, too?
I don't know. Do they have an OC? Obviously, no. Obviously, somebody is calling plays that's not even affiliated with the university.
That's good. It's a guest conductor the Cubs do.
Who's the guy that came in and made picks for the game day crew? Some singer? Maybe
Jack Harlow. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe he flew out there and was calling plays for him. I don't know. Like, seriously.
Brian Ferentz still listed as their OC.
Yeah, see, there you go. Brian Ferentz.
I mean, it's an institution out there.
Any other dude's getting fired.
Oh, my God.
Any other dude is not keeping that job.
They're not Belichick's kids.
Isn't the new, look, there's more winning there.
Yeah.
Fair, I guess.
How many total yards did they have in this game? I got to check.
And one of the new Bears wide receivers was an Iowa wide receiver, wasn't he? The guy they just got off of Minnesota's roster that they cut? Second year player, I believe, from Iowa. He's got the double last name.
Mm-hmm.
What's his
Amir
name?
Amir Smith-Marset.
Yes. I've heard good things about him.
Really? Did he ever see a football come at him? Usually they're in the T formation for the majority of the game.
No. Last year he was a rookie with the Vikings.
Oh, okay.
He had his best game against the Bears.
But, I mean, prior to that in college, did he ever see the ball?
I don't know.
By the way, it says here both punters from San Diego or South Dakota State and Iowa have both been admitted into the intensive care units because of leg issues.
Sure.
How many first downs did we get in this
Scott
game?
Frost brags about the O-lineman throwing up. Kirk Ferentz brags about his punter throwing up.
Yeah, you know, I thought our punter really kicked the ball well today. Really? He kicked it often.
By the way, Football Fest Part 2. I'm calling this up Football Fest Part 2 Friday. We're going to be out at Binney's Beverage Depot in Lincoln Park. This has been a tradition where usually for opening the season with Miller Lite, we go to the Binney's Beverage Depot in Lincoln Park. We've got a whole party set up. First of all, we're giving away a pair of tickets to the Miller Lite Loft, which is inside Soldier Field for Bears and 49ers. So you can win opening day tickets courtesy of Miller Lite. Also, our great friends at Connie's Frozen Pizza will be there with a pizza truck. They've done this for the last few broadcasts we've had at Binney's.
It's delicious.
So they've got this huge cash bar that's open. It's glorious. We do it in their tasting room. This is way more than a liquor store if you've never been there. It's outstanding. Come on by. You'll get a chance to say hi, take some pictures with us, hang out, listen to the show, enter to win these tickets, enjoy some pizza, ice cold Miller Lite. The Nissan Titan Street Team will be on site as well.
Yeah!
It's going to be fantastic. It's Friday, 720 North Marcy Street. How do you say it?
Marcy Street.
Waddle right goes Boston.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Always. And we'll be at Binney's Beverage Depot on Friday.
They had to have set some records here. As I went back to the Jackrabbit and Hawkeye box score.
Well, did you see who was on the call of the game? Who was the color commentator for the game?
I don't know who.
It was Mark Helfrich.
Oh, really?
Who is very familiar with that sort of
former
offense.
Bears, yeah. Former Bears OC with Nagy, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was the
arranged marriage.
Yeah, well, it was Helfrich, and then we had Chili too, didn't we? Like yeah, we had all those guys.
Helfrich was the good year under Nagy.
How many total first downs do you believe were accumulated in that game?
Total between both teams?
Yes.
12.
16.
Okay.
You shot a little low. Total yards for each team. Give me a total for South Dakota State.
160.
120.
120.
Iowa, total yards.
165.
166. Well done. That has to be a record.
We better be talking about that next Monday.
Combined yardage. Oh, you mean Bears and
49ers? Well, I think the Bears have a little bit of a connection through the years. You know, it's that tradition Big Ten football. You never
did I see
really
the Bears haven't won but one home or haven't won opening day but once in the last 8 years.
Courtney,
are they 1-7?
Courtney was tweeting that she's going to be up at 3 too. Let me give you that stat.
I think 1-7 the last 8 season openers.
But you everyone's are correct. Exactly right.
Yes, everyone's given the Bears a shot because of the Trey Lance not being all that in a bag of chips yet.
Maybe the Bears are better than we think, too. Did you guys have Braxton Jones on Friday as well? I heard very good things about Braxton Jones.
Look at you guys.
He was excellent. Let me tell you, for a rookie, he spoke like a 10-year veteran.
That's great.
He was locked in. He explained how, you know, basically coming to Chicago here, his goal was to make his first start during his rookie year. But he's very methodical, businesslike. I was very impressed. I'm hoping that he has a good showing.
Hoping that he can play well.
Because I'm telling you what, he might be one of those guys who's a media star if he plays well.
Great. That's good to hear. As Waddle mentioned, according to Courtney, the Bears are 1-7 in the last 8 season openers. Their lone win came against the Lions in 2020.
Yeah.
They're tied for the third worst record during that time in openers. The Colts are 0-8 in their last 8 openers, and the Browns are 0-7-1 in their opener.
So we've got company.
Yes.
Yeah, we got some company. Well, maybe this is, you know. Look, I get it. I'm not going to pick the Bears to win this game. I may pick them to cover. I get it. Trey Lance is still more raw than any other starting quarterback, I think, in the NFL at this point. But that's a roster that's filled with some really, really talented guys in other positions.
Didn't Breer say that Trey Lance was a little bit upset about Jimmy G? I thought I saw something going around that Breer and his Monday morning quarterback was possibly saying that, you know, they're painting the picture that they get along great in there.
Yeah, everything that I've read has been the obligatory, oh, it's all fine here, no problem here. You know, it's, oh, we all love each other. I just can't imagine that that's, you know,
You got a locker room, as Robbie Gould told us
right.
when he sat next to us. He said, listen, everyone loved Jimmy. So if you're a veteran on this team, the Niners, and you're expected to... Look, that team has gone... Say what you want about Jimmy G. That team has gone to the NFC title game twice in the last, what, 4 years? To the Super Bowl once with Jimmy? Like, if things start to head south early in the season, and a lot of it has to do with the quarterback's just his inexperience and he's not playing well, I mean, how does Trent Williams just sit there and say, okay, well, we're just going to develop this young guy? I don't think so. Bosa going to do the same?
To put that into context, they've been to two NFC championship games in the last, what, 2 years?
Has it been four years?
Whatever it is, like, the Bears have been to two NFC championship games since, like, the 80s.
Yeah.
Or, like, the early 90s. You know, 2010. And what was the prior? It was 2010, and then the year they went to the Super Bowl in 06.
Yeah.
Those 2 years were... In the last, how many, 30 years, 25 years, they've been to two NFC championship games?
Well, they were in the NFC title game last year, right? They lost, didn't they lose last year to the Rams?
Right,
when did they go to
the Super Bowl?
Was that...
The 2020 season. It was the last Super Bowl before COVID, right?
Okay. Yeah. So, I mean...
Two in the last 3 years, is it?
Yeah.
Mike and
that
Bucktown.
That was 2019, yeah.
Mike in Bucktown wants to weigh in on, I think you tweeted us too, and I got to read what the Bears released today about the stadium, and then we got to give you our list for Bears presidents. Mike, you're a realtor. Someone corrected me on that. In Chicago, a lot of people say realtor.
Realtor.
You're a realtor. Realtor.
I'm a realtor, but I'm also a real estate developer.
Okay, good. So you got some credentials there.
A little bit, yeah. And first off, just wanted to say I've been listening to you guys for years.
Bless you.
Thank you for lowering my blood pressure on many occasions. I have a high-stress job, and you guys help tremendously, so thank you for that.
Thank you, Mike. We appreciate you.
So on Instagram, they put up two renderings, which were terrible. And I am for the development, so I'm not a total hater, but I just felt like they totally missed the mark. It looks like on one of them, it was as if you were in a balloon. And if Kyrie Irving were in that balloon, it would just be evidence that it's a flat Earth situation. Meaning, there's the thing about this is getting the Soldier Field is terrible, right? And
yes.
So you've got the train, and you've got this new opportunity for this great stadium, and it does nothing to showcase those two things. I just felt like it was a big miss, and they probably spent $1,000 on these renderings, and they should have spent $100,000.
I can't dispute anything you're saying, Mike, but is there a chance that this was just basically a conceptual presentation and it's not obviously going to involve the detail that will eventually be presented by the architect, which I believe is the same one that did the stadium in Vegas?
Possibly, but it just felt like their first opportunity to really wow us. And it was just a complete unwow. They should have waited or just given us something else that was, like, much better than this. It just felt like a huge mess.
So for on the radio, because not everyone could see the renderings, the pictures that they showed.
Everything looks like a marshmallow.
Right. Aren't they just showing these because what they're selling the community on Thursday, and they're having this thing at Hersey High School, is that this is more than just a stadium plan. This isn't just a Bear Stadium thing. This is 365 days a year, and they wanted to show you just how massive the land is and everything that could fit into the land, and they gave you these big overhead shots of just showing you what the blank canvas is that they have to work for.
No doubt. I mean, it does do that, but I feel like it's a missed opportunity to also sell Bears fans and Michael Wilbon on what the stadium could, in fact, be like. And so, you know, you could have killed two birds with one stone. And in my opinion, maybe they killed one bird. But
yeah, that's fair. I'm going to save my outrage for the moment I actually see the artist or the architect's rendition of what exactly they are going to build there.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm going to save my energy for that.
Mike, thank you, though. We appreciate the
opinion. I get it. I get his criticism. But again, I think, as you were describing, I think this is more of kind of a zoom out, wide lens, conceptual presentation of this is what the area will look like.
And one Twitter follower did tweet me something about bridge over troubled waters, literally in this picture. I want to see if you agree with what his thought was. And I'll read you what the Bears are selling the fan base. They did release some things. We do know one thing for the first time officially that the Bears have not mentioned before. They did put it out on the press release, and it's something that we were all expecting. We'll tell you about that next.
Well, just how fast is Xfinity Internet with supersonic Wi-Fi? Well, it's really fast, like beyond gig speed fast. It has 3 times the bandwidth and the power to connect hundreds of devices all at once. That way, the whole family can game, stream, or work all at the same time. That, my friends, is power. Unbeatable Internet from Xfinity, made to do anything so you can do anything. Get the Xfinity Supersonic Bundle with unlimited gig speed internet, Wi-Fi equipment included, and a free 4K streaming box. All for $50 a month with a 2-year internet rate guarantee and no annual contract when you add Xfinity Mobile at regular rates. Go to Xfinity.com/gig, call them at 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Limited time offer, restrictions apply, requires paperless billing and auto pay with a stored bank account, new gigabit, extra internet customers only. Taxes and fees are extra and subject to change. Xfinity Mobile requires post-pay Xfinity Internet after 24 months. Regular rates apply. Requires compatible Xfinity Gateway.
You're listening to Waddle and Sylvie.
ESPN 1000 and now on FM at 100.3 HD2.
This is Chicago's home for sports.
So the Bears are inviting the community on Thursday, this Thursday, 7
Can't
to 9.
Can't make it. I'll be watching Bills and Rams.
Will Courtney be there? Will one of our reporters be there? If not, we should have a...
send Cap.
Or a fan. We should send a fan out there to be our correspondent. It is during football, though, and it's a delicious game between the Bills and the Rams.
Game's in L.A., right? And the Bills? I think the Bills are 2.5-point favorites in that game.
SoFi Stadium. Super Bowl champs.
So ahead of this meeting, the Bears did come out with the renderings. And they're, again, I don't 100% believe they're going to totally get it right. They never really have. But I'm not holding these renderings against them because I believe they just wanted to show you how massive of an entertainment project this is going to be.
They've earned every bit of your skepticism. Not you, but I'm just saying people in general. Right. But with that said, I will save my outrage for the actual architectural rendering.
Right. And today what we did get for the first time officially from the Bears, we were all making this theory, especially with the mayor talking about being dome ready. The Bears did release in this statement that if they do develop it, it will be for a domed stadium.
Yeah.
Now, I asked the question, does that mean that it's like always going to be domed?
I think the phrase or the word they used was enclosed, right? Is that what they used? Or did they use a different term?
Well, part of the language there of calling it enclosed is so you can have other events and you can have a Super Bowl.
Which our great friend Michael Wilbon doesn't think it guarantees the Bears will get a Super Bowl. I will guarantee you that if the Bears do follow through on this project and they do build themselves a very nice stadium in Arlington Heights, they will, in fact, that building will be hosting a Super Bowl in the future.
They wrote, if the team does proceed with the purchase of Arlington Heights property, and if the Bears organization then chooses to proceed with the development of the property, the project will be one of the largest developments in Illinois history.
I think they've also attached some, 48,000 jobs.
Yeah, I got that. It says, if the decision, there's lots of ifs. If the decision is made to develop Arlington Heights, it would yield significant economic benefits commensurate with the scale of the project. Construction of the proposed project is projected to create, as you mentioned, Waddle, 48,000 jobs, result in $9.4 billion in economic impact for Chicagoland and provide $3.9 billion in labor income to workers across the region, while the completed project will create more than 9,750 long-term jobs, resulting in $1.4 billion in annual economic impact for Chicagoland and provide $601 million in annual labor income to workers across Chicagoland. And this is the key, like a lot of people have talked about this. Well, the Bears will seek no public funding for direct stadium structure construction. Given the broad, long-term public benefits of this project, we look forward to partnering with the various governmental bodies to secure additional funding and assistance needed to support the feasibility of the remainder of the development. In layman's terms, if people have summed up the Tribune, Crane Chicago Business, they're not going to ask for public funding with the stadium. They will ask for public funding with the entire rest of the project.
I read it as well. While the Bears will seek no public funding for direct stadium structure construction, I read it. While the Bears will seek no public funding for indirect stadium structure construct. They're going to get somehow, some way, they will get participation from the community. Unless somebody big comes in and for the most part decides that they want full control over everything that is going to happen. Maybe that it's privately financed by somebody that's got ridiculous money who is buying the team itself.
Right. Maybe the team gets sold before this is even built.
Yeah.
We will see. It's an interesting time to be a Bears fan. They also have a vacancy coming up with their team president. We'll talk to Courtney about all of this. The stadium issues, the team president vacancy. Could that be a football guy they hire? And then nuts and bolts. It is football week. The Bears have a game on Sunday at Soldier Field where
nuts
they're
and bolts, nuts and bolts.
We got screwed.
Can't say that without having that chance.
And they just did.
I feel you.
Talk to Courtney coming up next.